Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. In nature, there's a certain ethos of I'll scratch your back if you scratch mine. Living things never exist in isolation, and organisms of different species occasionally need to cooperate in order to get stuff done. And sometimes, one organism takes the benefit from another while that other one blithely lives its life, unharmed but blissfully unaware of the service it's performing. Ecologists call this form of half-passive cooperation commensalism, and it's different from some other ways that members of an ecosystem can interact. For instance, commensalism isn't the same thing as parasitism, where one partner, the parasite, lives on or in the body of a host, and only one partner actually benefits while the other is harmed. It's also not exactly the same as mutualism, where both partners benefit from the partnership. But think about the relationship between bees and flowers. The bee gets food while the flower accomplishes its reproductive goals. Commensalism involves one organism just going about its business, while one or more others, called commensals, just sort of hang out and benefit from that one guy's hard work. We spoke with Amanda Hipps, Director of Communications and Development at Wild Landscapes International. She said, "One of my favorite commensal relationships is the one of eastern screech owls and blind snakes. The owls bring live blind snakes to their chicks. While some of the snakes are eaten, the lucky ones burrow into the nest and eat insect larvae that they find there, larvae that would likely parasitize the chicks. A study by scientists from Baylor University found that chicks who grew up in nests with blind snakes grew faster and experienced lower mortality rates compared to nests without blind snakes." We can observe three main types of commensalism. Inquilinism is when one species lives on or inside of another species, the way that our gut bacteria live inside us, or within a nest, burrow, or dwelling created by another species. For instance, gopher tortoises, which are native to the southeastern United States, dig long burrows for shelter, some of them reaching 40 feet or 12 meters in length. Hundreds of other animals have been recorded using these burrows. Some of them have even evolved to require the burrows of the gopher tortoise in order to survive. Most of the commensals are insects, but these burrows are also important to a variety of species of snakes, frogs, and small mammals. Hipps said, "There are 14 recognized insects that are fully reliant on gopher tortoises. One of these species is a moth that feeds exclusively on the keratin of the shells of dead gopher tortoises. Some of the remaining insects feed on gopher tortoise dung. Others feed on pest flies or other organic matter inside the tortoise burrows. I like to think of them as a housekeeping service to the gopher tortoise." Although the impacts they have on gopher tortoises is not yet understood, they likely lower parasite loads for tortoises and the other vertebrates that also take advantage of the burrows. Another kind of commensalism is called metabiosis, wherein one organism unintentionally forms a habitat for another while just going about its normal business. For example, maggots need to live somewhere, and it's often on or in the carcass of a dead animal that, to be fair, wasn't using that carcass anymore. Similarly, the Gila woodpecker makes its nest in the cavity of the saguaro cactus, and hermit crabs protect themselves in the discarded shells of snails and other gastropods that have outgrown them. Meanwhile, foracy is a type of commensalism when one animal attaches to another in order to catch a ride from one place to another. For instance, a nematode or mite can't really get very far on its own unless it climbs on board a bee or a fly. The mite or nematode gets a huge benefit from the exchange, whereas the bee or fly doesn't really benefit or suffer from the interaction. While commensalism is a huge benefit for some of the organisms in the deal, it can be really tricky for an ecosystem under stress. Hipps said, "Ultimately, I think having more commensalism in an ecosystem could make an ecosystem more vulnerable. If you lose one species, you could lose another. If gopher tortoises went extinct, we will undoubtedly lose other species along with it." Today's episode was written by Jesselyn Shields and produced by Tyler Klang. For more on this and lots of other topics, visit howstuffworks.com. Brainstuff is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.